The international committee that brokered the Marcoussis peace deal that brought Ivory Coast rebels into government has called on the rebel leaders to resume their activities within the government of reconciliation. Leaders of the rebel forces, or new forces as they are now known, have withdrawn to the Ivory Coast central city of Bauke. Only one of the nine ministers that make up the new forces' representation in government attended Thursday's cabinet meeting. The international committee that brokered the Marcoussis peace deal joined Thursday with the United Nations Special Representative to Ivory Coast, Albert Tevegere, in calling for the new forces to resume their participation in the transitional government. The leader of the new forces and Minister for Information, Guillaume Soro, has accused President Laurent Gbagbo of causing what he described as artificial blockages in the peace process. Mr. Soro on Tuesday announced his group's withdrawal from government. He accused President Gbagbo of failing to abide by the terms of the Marcoussis peace accord signed last January in France. Mr. Soro was quoted in Thursday's newspapers as calling for Mr. Gbagbo's resignation and the departure of the French ambassador, Gildas de Lidec, according to a speech in the new forces stronghold of Bauke. In what is being seen as a largely symbolic gesture, the main road between the commercial capital Abidjan, in the south of Ivory Coast, and the central rebel-held city of Bauke, has been closed by government forces. The closure comes after a special ceremony only last week to celebrate the opening of Ivory Coast's northern border with Burkina Faso. Ivory Coast is a hub for regional trade. Continued instability is seen as damaging the national economy and the economies of many of Ivory Coast's poorer neighbours. There is considerable international will to see the situation in Ivory Coast resolved, but internally the main players continue to be at loggerheads. Sarah Simpson for VOA News, Abidjan.